This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 797, Four Elements of Effective IELTS Writing Feedback.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Do you need feedback on your IELTS writing? There are a lot of options. So which one will actually raise your score? Find out today.
Hey, Jessica, what's happening?
What is happening? My mom visited last weekend. That was super fun. We went cool. And had like a mother-daughter day, and we had facials and stuff.
That's awesome. That's so fun. That's cool. It's important to do that with your parents, especially as they get older, as we get older. We want that quality time. Yeah.
Yeah. And as, yeah, like the relationship between parent and child can change so much, right? When you become an adult, and getting the chance to do something for your parents is exciting. Like I feel so like blessed and lucky when I get to actually treat my mom to something, because she's taken care of me my whole life. So if I get to do something nice for her, like take her out to dinner or get her a facial or something, it's like, it's an amazing feeling.
That's awesome. That is so cool. I love that. I love that. Guys, make sure that even as you're preparing for IELTS, you know, our lives have to remain in some kind of a balance, right? I mean, we know that when you're preparing, it becomes like your job, but take a day off once a week, right? I mean, that's even in our study plan, right, Jessica?
Yes, exactly. Even Lindsay and I were talking about this before we started recording. Mm-hmm. If you guys are going to be productive and motivated, you cannot be working every day. You cannot. Your brain will not be productive and motivated if that happens. So that is exactly why we designed the study plan in the way we did, guys. Because every day you will know exactly what you have to do, so that anxiety is taken away. You're confident that you're doing your best. You're getting all the practice you need. And then you get 1 or 2 days off a week, because that is also necessary if you're going to learn as much as you can on Monday, right? Like you need to take that Sunday off completely.
Exactly, because on the days that you are working on IELTS, we're asking you in our plan to dedicate 2 to 3 hours of study, right?
Yeah,
that's a serious commitment, right? We're not talking about 20 minutes a day, guys, because to really move your score from a 5 to a 7, even from a 5 to a 6.5, or it takes time. It takes that number of hours. So you need to be able to sustain this amount of work for a month or two. And to do that, take a little bit of time off. Yeah,
no, you have to. Because remember, guys, it's not just like a test where you like practice some multiple choice questions and a quiz and you're ready. Your overall English, right? Like your overall English in all 4 aspects also has to be improving all the time. So it's a big undertaking, guys, but don't feel stressed about it. If you have our study plan, then it's all there for you.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We've seen parallels. I mean, we've had more than 100 success story students on the show being interviewed by you, Jessica, and they've taken our course, and we've found parallels in terms of what they do. One of the things that they often do is they get feedback on essays. Isn't that right? Have you seen that? Yeah.
Oh, completely. Yeah. A very recent success story. I wish I remembered who it was now. but luckily, we get to talk to so many people. That's why. Yay. So he raised his score to a 7.5. Actually, he didn't come on the show. He didn't want to. Okay. Anyway, so he raised his score to a 7.5 in writing. Not everybody wants to be on a podcast, right? I get
it. Fair enough.
But he said in his thank you email to me, he said it was because he got email feedback on 4 essays from me before his exam. So that's what we're talking about today, guys. How essay feedback can raise your score and what to look for in that essay feedback. Because not all essay feedback or correction services will raise your score. So we're going to tell you exactly what you need to look for today.
Exactly. I mean, you do have to be so, so careful when you go around the internet and look for essay feedback, because there's a lot of cheap options. But guys, yeah, like, it comes back to the old truth. You get what you pay for. We did do an episode, episode 534 on IELTS Energy. Just go and listen to that episode, because we talked about one particular essay service that's really not delivering the quality that you guys deserve, right? But again, exactly, if it's cheap, it's probably not very good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how it works.
Exactly. Like, if it's cheap, it's only gonna be like this automated, it's basically just like typing your essay into a Word document and looking for the red underlines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, because mm-hmm, it's only gonna be correcting vocab and grammar. These are automated services.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
It may like have a couple other things. It may be like, you need more sentences or something. I don't know. Yeah. It may have a couple mm-hmm other automated messages, but exactly. Yeah. You get what yeah you pay for. So as you'll see today, guys, there is no way, if you're getting good essay feedback, it cannot be done by a computer, because mm-hmm a real person who is trained as an IELTS examiner or under an IELTS examiner, that is the only person that can give you this type of feedback.
Yeah, for sure. So you guys have a choice when it comes to getting essay feedback. You know, do you want to get 20 essay corrections at $5 each and maybe not get right good quality? Or do you want to get one or two at a higher amount, but get really good advice that you're going to carry over into all your other essays, right? So it's your choice, and it's about your score and your future. I mean, that's yeah what it comes down to. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So I received a lovely thank you email from a student this morning who got some of this essay feedback. And this is what got us thinking, like, why is this so effective? Lindsay, can you read that email?
Yes. Let me see that email. Hold on 1 second. Let me pull it up. Here we go. All right. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you so much. I can feel your sincerity to make your students improve. I promise I'll study, and I'm hoping to make it to 7 or more in task 1 and 2. I'm amazed with the detailed remarks. So Jessica, just to clear up, this is a student in our 3 Keys IELTS who bought extra essay feedback. Is that right?
Exactly, because okay, I will only correct the essays yeah of students in our course, because you guys, like, you have to learn so much about writing before hello I want to see your essays.
Jessica, can you hear me?
Because they're also just teaching you all the same stuff that's already in the course.
Whoa. Hello. Can you hear me? Can you
yes
hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Something happened there. I am back. We're good. Let's keep going.
Okay. So we have 4 things, guys, 4 things that will raise your score if they are in your essay feedback. So it's very specific today. Do take notes, guys, because I know a lot of you are looking for essay correction services, right? So if you are a 3-key student, this is what you'll get. And if you're not a 3-key student, this is what you have to look for.
Yeah, and exactly. And just to remind you guys, Jessica, you are an examiner for 14 years and you are now training our team, right? Our 3 Keys certified team on how to give the same level of feedback, right?
Exactly.
So that's where our feedback comes from here at 3 Keys IELTS, right? And All Ears English. Love it. Okay.
Exactly.
Let's
yeah
do it.
Because
yeah
how frustrating is it when you get your scores back from an IELTS exam and they don't tell you why you got a 6?
Yeah,
right?
That's so frustrating.
So that's why this yeah is so important.
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, guys, you need to make sure that you are getting feedback for each scoring category. So as we said, a lot of these essay services, correction services, really only look at your vocab and grammar, right? They're only going to tell you those mistakes. So that is not enough. You are graded on 4 categories. You need feedback on task, on cohesion, coherence, as well as vocab and grammar. So in the feedback you get from our 3 Keys team, that's exactly what you get. You get super detailed, like bullet pointed feedback under each category. I have a question for you. Are you doing everything you can to raise your IELTS score? You can learn great activities and get resources to use right now to prepare for the best scores. Come to our web class, you guys, November 23rd and 25th. Grab your spot. This will be amazing. Go to allearsenglish.com/save time.
I love that. And it's so silly that a correction service would cut out, you know, basically half of what matters on IELTS. They would cut out other descriptors and just focus on vocabulary and grammar. That's incredible. I mean, any general ESL teacher could give you vocab and grammar help, but you want
exactly
specific IELTS help.
Exactly. Because task and cohesion, coherence, those are the weirdest categories that are super unique to IELTS. And that is where most students fall short. Maybe you have some great sentences and some awesome vocab, but if you don't hit those other two categories, guys, there's no way you get a 7 or higher.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So let's dive into it specifically. So what would be one of the big things that our listeners have to, so that's the first one, having direct feedback, right? In all four categories, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what would be the next thing that we need to look for?
So the next thing, guys, and this is why you need a real person who is an expert behind it and not a computer, is you can't just hear what's wrong. Like, you know, don't do this, don't do that. That's a bad sentence, or you need more details, or you don't have enough information. That's not enough. You need also suggestions for what to do instead, right? This is how we learn, not just like don't do this, but here's what you could do instead. So for example, in task one, for instance, if you're a general training student, maybe a person might say, you need more details, right? Yeah. But we don't say that. So in this example, she had to write about, she left a wallet at someone's house or whatever. And I was like, well, you need one more detail in there. Maybe. I think it might have fallen behind the nightstand. So that's a fantastic sentence. Great vocab, a great extra detail to add. Or in the for addressing the bullet point, like thank your friend for this trip, right? This person didn't have enough details about that, so I made this suggestion. You totally bent over backward to make this trip amazing. Like when you met me at the airport with a limo and paid for our castle tour. I owe you big time.
Oh, wow. This is a completely different level of feedback. This is feedback that a computer could never give you, at least not now in 2019, right?
Totally.
It's just impossible.
Exactly.
It's impossible. And it's about missed opportunities. So what you're doing here is you're seeing the opportunities that you've missed, and you're going to know to include those next time. You're going to understand the way that a former examiner thinks. And from that perspective, you're going to increase your score.
Exactly. Yeah. Because some stuff might work in the real world, but it doesn't work on IELTS, right? So if you don't have an IELTS expert behind it, you cannot trust that advice. Not completely, at least.
No.
And vocab as well. So that student I mentioned earlier that got a 7.5 on writing and sent me a thank you email about the feedback was like, the vocab suggestions you made were invaluable to me improving my score. So as an example, right? This is, again, from some real essay feedback that I sent to a student recently. Instead of saying like tried his best, because that's boring, we could say exhibited his greatest effort or showed the fruits of his labor.
I love it. It just gets our students into a mindset of thinking what works and what doesn't. You know what I mean? Just bring it up a notch. This is great. This is great.
And like, also, this is when you get feedback from a real person, a real like expert, that's when you could take some risks, right? Because this happens a lot in personal coach classes when I'm like, what did you mean by this? Why did you say this? And they're like, I wasn't sure if it was right. That's why I wanted to ask you about it. So when you get feedback, that's your chance to sort of test stuff out to find out like, this is good for IELTS or not good for IELTS.
Yeah, it's so important because a lot of people do come into IELTS thinking it's like academic writing. It is in some ways, but in a lot of ways, it's not, right?
Yeah,
so we have to unlearn a few things.
Yeah, exactly. So that category cohesion, coherence, what's important for our students to get a good score there, Lindsay?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway from the kind of feedback that we give at Three Keys IELTS is that as a style rule, you don't want to be vague, right? Because being vague, again, is another missed opportunity. So one feedback that you left was about the word somehow being too vague. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So how can our listener get more specific?
Totally. So it's not like I'm just saying delete the word somehow, right? We respect our students as adults and we give them a reason. So that person has to take out that word because we need to eliminate unnecessary words for clarity purposes. For cohesion, coherence, guys, that score is all about being organized and direct and to the point. And that is something that maybe is not natural to you depending on the culture you're from, right? We talk around stuff. So figuring out where we need to take information out. Sometimes I tell students to delete entire sentences because it's repeating information. It's unnecessary. It does not increase the score. Strategically, that sentence is not helping your score. So take it out, and then I could suggest what to say instead.
Yeah. And again, just to reiterate what we said earlier, this is what you're missing when you're just getting a computer delivered feedback experience, exactly. Right? You're not getting these. There's no one reading the whole essay and seeing that cohesion coherence piece, right? So it's such a key part of your score.
Yeah, exactly. And so another reason why I think it's best to get this feedback after you've already been through the system is you need to make sure that you are fully understanding all of the templates and linking words. Because I find sometimes that's not like, it's not super easy, right? To just like see this template and do the practice and know for 100% that you're using all of these phrases correctly. So in a lot of the cohesion coherence feedback, I can say like, you know, I can see that you are using all of these linking words, but in this case, instead of saying now, you need to say recently. Instead of saying we think, you need to say some people believe that, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe like, how do we introduce stuff more naturally? Because it will be different from topic to topic. So instead of saying like, by the way, in an informal letter, maybe we should say, first, I just want to thank you for blah, blah, blah.
I love that. And these are all things that our students learn inside the course first. And that's why, you know, honestly, that's why we don't offer feedback, guys, to students who are not already in the course. And we, you know, as you said, we recommend that you go, if you are in the course, you go through the course first, or at least go through parts of the writing module before you do get your feedback, because there's a lot to learn through our video lectures that you are, you know, in our templates that you can learn first. So you start with a higher score. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So I would say if I am doing essay feedback for someone not in the course, which I don't do, I would probably be giving a lot of fives and sixes.
For
sure. I can tell you guys, a lot of the essay feedback I'm giving our students, this is fine-tuned, detailed feedback to break past a seven and higher, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's not just like, oh, like, you're not, it's not organized. No, it's like, this is very personalized. Like, you're doing great. You understand everything. And now change a few more things to get a 7.5, to get an 8. So it's really higher level feedback.
Exactly. We want to work with the students who are willing to do a little work on their own first, right? By going through the modules, guys, we support you, but you know, you have to learn the basics first before you're able to go and get our feedback. I mean, that's just the way, that's what we prefer to do. We're selective in who we work with, right, Jessica?
Exactly. We don't have all the time in the world,
no,
guys.
No, we are busy.
We are busy. If a member of our team is going to take the time, right, to do this, then we demand quality. So yeah, guys, if you are interested in essay feedback, if you have any questions, if you're already a member of the course, go ahead, send me an email. We can work that out, jessica@allearsenglish.com. And if you're not ready for feedback because you don't know how to write a task one or task two, then you could become a 3 Keys student. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/basic, and that's access to all the lessons and modules. If you also want classes, personal classes with a member from our team, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
Nice. I love it. Okay, Jessica, this has been great. Good topic. Glad we covered it today.
Yes, it's very interesting. I love all this stuff. I love words. I love connecting with students and getting thank you notes.
Awesome. All right. Very cool. Well, I will talk to you very soon. Have a good one.
You all too. Right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.